Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1131, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we spoke about last shir in reference to how long of a time period is Shinoi Makom, right? When one goes out, we said on the Brachos, of course, we've been talking about Shehakol, Huadama, and Ha'etz. It's not even so much in conjunction with that. It's more in conjunction with the Bur Nefashos, even though it's not really connected to the after bracha, but as the brachas that where the part where it is connected, right, that we discussed in the past, is that where you have to make the after bracha in its place, like benching al hamichya, al ha'etz, according to many poskim and so on. So then there is still a connection, still an attachment, and therefore when you come back, you do not have to as long as you ate a kezias, under a 4-minute period before you left, you do not have to make a bracha before, like by mezonos, huadama, ha'etz on the shivas aminim, right? We said that's a suffix, but we spoke about that. But by mezonos and hamoitzi for sure. Now, but the question is, so we said, but by shahakol, ha'etz, huadama, right? Not the shivas aminim, the regular, let's say an apple, an orange, a coffee, somebody's drinking water, right? Soda, and all these different type of things. So now, or hadama, somebody's eating cantaloupe, watermelon, and they, even though they ate a kezias before they ran out, right? They ate a kezias under a 4-minute period, and now for whatever reason they had to run out, what do you do when you come back? So the question is, how long? So last year we said it's taka machlokes. In other words, let's say, for example, there's a UPS driver outside, he rings the bell, and you gotta go down the stairs outside just to grab the package and come back inside. So it takes you not even 5 seconds, right? Sometimes a person has to go dump out the garbage, throughout the garbage bag, takes him 5-10 seconds, whatever. Sometimes the bus is beeping right in front, the child's getting off the bus in front of the house, takes it 20 seconds, whatever. These are all very, very short periods of time. So there are poiskim, we spoke about last time, we quoted there's a Yaivitz, it's mashma like that from Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Aruch HaShulchan, that if somebody just goes out real quickly, and they even want to talk about to the point where we said to use the outhouse, in those days I had an outhouse real quickly for Mei Raglaim or whatever, to urinate, so it's a quick thing. You come right back in. So they wanted to say that's not enough of a going out, if you want to call it, whereby you lose the connection. And even by Shehakol Hadamah and Ha'etz, you would not have to remake the bracha. But we said there are other poskim, including the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is one of them, the main one, in fact, who says, yes, as soon as you go out of the house, that's it. It's over. It's you get cut off. As soon as you go out of the house, you come back, you have to now make a new bracha when it's Shehakol Hadamah or Ha'etz, because it's in conjunction with Bur Nefashos. Or if you did not eat a kezias of bread, or if you did not eat a kezias of mezonos, then you would also have to remake the bracha. Okay. So now the question is, so how do we go? It's a machlokes, straight up machlokes by major achrayim, major poskim, right? If you go out, you just go right out of the house. Some say you have to remake the shahakol huadama or ha'etz, and some say no, if you just walk outside for a minute or two, you know, for a few seconds, that's not enough. You have to mamish go outside and go around, whatever, a longer period of time. So the question is, it's really if you think about it, it's mashma like that from the Mechaber. The Mechaber says if you go to your door to greet some or talk to somebody, the lashon of the Mechaber. The Mechaber is talking about a little bit of a different case. I don't want to confuse people to get into that case. But he says we're mamash shinoi makom would be mamash right outside the door. You go to the door, meaning you go right outside the door. It's mashma from the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch himself. So and the Mishnah Berurah, like we said, also. So what one we said last year. Bottom line is one does have to be careful now. Not to go outside at all to when they're eating shahakal ha'etz or hadam. But sometimes it comes up, you have to run out. The kid, the bus is, the bus will be here in 3 minutes or whatever, you know, the mailman, if you don't go meet him, you're expecting a certain check. Situations come up whereby a person knows. So the number one, what should, and they know they have to go out, but it's going to take not even 5 seconds. So Ramosha Nechufa Chaka, Digris Moshe Taka brings down in conjunction with the Yaivitz, and like we said, Shulchan Aruch Rav, Aruch Shulchan, and so on. But Ramosha says you have to be machmir really for both sides, and the Sefer Eisra Alachas brings down that Igris Moshe with others also, and so on. So Lemais, if you do whatever have to for some reason do have to run out, one should make if it's possible to make a Bur Nefashos before you leave. As long as you drank the right amount before you left, which is a revius, right, and the time it takes to drink 2 sips with 1 pause in between, 2 gulps with 1 pause in between, or that's Milatchila, b'diavad up to 4 minutes, as long as he drank a revis, which is roughly 3 ounces, or if you're eating something, as long as he ate a kazayis under a 4 minute period. Now you have enough to make a borei nefashis, right? Let's say you're eating an apple, you ate a kazayis under a 4 minute period. It's enough to make a borei nefashis. So says Rav Moshe, and Sefer Esolach brings them down. If you could, you have enough time, make a borei nefashis before you go out, even if it's for whatever, 10, 15 seconds, and then when you come back, make a new bracha, and that's it. Even though a person katayna, well, you'll say, well, what do you mean? That's a bracha shein etzricha. But it's not, because we've spoken about in the past, because of the fact that one is doing it to get out of a machlaikas. Over here, it's a valid machlaikas. Mamish meja achroinim on one side, meja achroinim on another side, especially mishabru and so on. So when you're making the bar nefashais, you come back, and now you start again. You're doing it really to get out of a major machlaikas. Okay, now there's another Eitzah Tov what to do. We'll get to that next year and discuss that also. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha, Kol Tov.